You heard that, right? That's the new this. Now Zoom lets you know when things are. You can't like sneakily like record anything now on Zoom because they go, this meeting is being recorded. Everyone, it's being recorded. All right, so we're on.
We're on what?
Something.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
He's all hopped up on Mountain Dew. CJ's the odd man out for not wearing a hat.
I know. I'm underdressed.
Andy's I'm a Broncos giving fan. Ben
shit. I'm always giving Ben fan. Shit about your guys' podcast. And I'm like, you guys always wear hats. You never not wear hats.
I mean, I could take my hat off if I want.
No.
Put it back. My hair's so messy, though.
Oh, put it back.
I need bleach from my eyes. I need bleach from my eyes.
So those of you who don't know, we're, you know, being joined by a guest in Colorado, Denverish Colorado to be exact, hence the Denver Broncos jersey that are sure
team of the nation.
We tried to do an episode with CJ once in the past and we got about 45 minutes into it. And then our friend Joe there realized that he hadn't hit record. So we lost the entire episode. And it was a pretty awesome episode, but none of us can remember what it was about. So we're not going to talk any further about it. But this new episode, we got wonderful things to talk about. And the best way to just start it is just to go right into it. Joe has bad, stupid, idiot criminals of the day. Just okay. The dumbest things you could possibly think of.
All right, so I got two things.
Am I jumping in feet first or head first?
Head first.
All right, let me put on my helmet.
So check this out. After a night of drinking, two Arkansas men decided to test the durability of a bulletproof vest by shooting each other. This is not satire. This really happened. All right. So apparently they shot each other and it worked because they didn't die, but it left a painful mark on one of the man's chest and that upset him. So when the other guy put the vest on, the first guy who got shot unloaded the clip into the guy's back.
Oh. Oh my
God. Yes. Yes.
He's like, imagine, he's like, wow, oh, that hurt. You bastard. I don't get it.
Okay. That's why we don't live in Arkansas. What else you got?
All right. Glendale, California, they are banning menthol cigarettes. Let's see. It says that they are they're doing this because the menthol cigarettes is linked to vaping. They want to get rid of vaping. Right. Plus, they feel that menthol cigarettes is more attractive to African American people. So they want to protect Black people by making sure they don't have menthol cigarettes to be enticed towards buying. I'm not making this up. You can read this on the California Healthline website. It's called CaliforniaHealthline.org. Right. They're trying to get rid of menthol cigarettes and flavored vaping products.
Have any of you tried vaping?
Yes, I've tried it before.
Oh, why?
At the time I smoked cigarettes, so I said, let me see what that's like. And it didn't do it for me, so I wasn't interested. But then I quit smoking like 4 months later or something.
There's so many people out there that do it. I don't even understand the allure. It doesn't sound appetizing. And it doesn't look appetizing either. Like you have this giant glass thing that you're putting down your throat. Like
that episode of South Park where they call them pussy sticks.
I've never seen it, but now I need to. It's in Colorado because they use it for weed too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's more of a question. Like I think I was in Colorado recently and it looked like a lot of people were using it. But they were also just smoking joints on the street too. So I don't know.
Yeah. I got a funny story about joints.
Okay.
All right. So me and my buddy John went to a concert one time. And out here in Colorado, as you know, you can't smoke cigarettes indoors. This motherfucker gets a joint and he's puffing it and toking on this thing in the middle of the crowd. A Denver police officer comes up and says, "Hey, you got to put your cigarette out." And my friend John says, "It's not a cigarette, it's a joint." And the cop goes, "Oh, okay, you can keep on smoking that then. That's not illegal."
Yep.
What?
I'm like, oh my God, really?
Joe, when I worked at the airport, they arrested somebody trying to bring weed into the terminal. They took them outside and handed the weed back to them and said that they had to send it a different way and that they couldn't bring it in. So they were on international property.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got the weed back when they went out to the sidewalk because that wasn't international property anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend John also, what a crazy life. Huh? Crazy, crazy time.
That is nuts.
My friend John used to be a heavy drinker and he would ride his bike everywhere to go to work and store or wherever. One time he got shit faced drunk and he ended up in detox because he crashed his bike and he doesn't remember it. And he had some joints on him. And when they let him out of jail, they handed him his joints back.
Yeah, because it's not illegal.
It was under an ounce of weed.
Well, wouldn't it have been stale by then?
He wouldn't have jail that long.
I don't know.
At least he got it back, right? It was...
All right.
Yeah.
So, it's so crazy.
This is a very important thing that I've been wanting to talk to some people about. This is what our topic of the day is. And this is really important because there are so many people. I've heard people at work arguing about this. Like, I've heard people at work argue about a lot of things, like who's the greatest guitar player of all time. There have been like even people's top fives that are just irritating to other people. But this one here, men, women, children, everybody argues about this. Who is the best Batman of all time?
No, that's a good one.
I mean, you can even do something like top 10 Batmans of all time.
Well,
because it's really, I mean, everyone's like, oh, well, screw Val Kilmer or, you know, screw Adam West. But bottom of the food chain is definitely George Clooney. That's probably the worst Batman that ever existed with George Clooney.
I will say, though, he did make a good Bruce Wayne. And I think if they did like a, Batman Beyond type of film, he would have been a really good, like, you know, Bruce Wayne teaching the new Batman.
Speaking of which, there are people that say that the voice actors that are voicing the cartoons are better actors than George Clooney was in the Batman movie.
Oh, yeah. The guy who did the animated series, that Batman was awesome.
Yeah.
He was.
So what we are going to do for our topic of the day is we are going to create a top five best Batmans of all time. Television. Worst. And movie and animated series, whatever.
Okay.
And we'll let you do the honors, CJ, and pick number five. Who you think is number five?
Who's number five?
Of Batmans of all time.
Batmans of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say Adam West, because those, 60s shows with the pow, bang, bam, in the middle of the fights.
Okay.
You know, that was, you know, back in his prime. So I'd say he's number five.
Really? Adam okay. West, because on my top five, I put Adam West as number three.
Really?
Yes. Who would be your number five, Joe?
Let's see. So that's a tough one. I haven't thought about that. I got to run through who all the different ones. Where, I mean, Val Kilmer, I think he was probably my... Now, okay, so question. Now, when we talk about Batman, we just talk about Batman exclusively or Batman and Bruce Wayne combined?
We can do Batman and Bruce Wayne combined because my list of top five is Batman and Bruce Wayne combined.
Like my because Val Kilmer was the worst Bruce Wayne ever. Easily.
Yeah, because George Clooney was a good Bruce Wayne, but he was terrible Batman.
Yeah, he did that.
Well, if you're talking about Bruce Wayne and Batman,
like in combination. And Adam West was actually pretty good as Bruce Wayne. Like he was a pretty convincing.
That's why he's my number three.
Yeah.
So my number five is Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Because in Batman versus Superman,
I forgot about that.
When Superman was fighting and Batman was watching as Bruce Wayne, you felt the performance. Like he was a badass Bruce Wayne and he was a really good Batman too. He wasn't the best, but he's hands down better than Val Kilmer or George Clooney or a lot of the cartoon Batman that have come out, especially the TV series. Like I thought Ben Affleck brought something really good to it. So that's why I put him in number five.
I'm going to put Kevin Conroy as number five. He was the voice.
Okay, he's the one from the animated series.
Yeah, the animated series one.
He was from Batman, the animated series.
Right. He was, well, I think he did the voice for Bruce Wayne in the anime, Batman Beyond as well.
The old Bruce Wayne, the one that was on with the cane and stuff? Okay, might have been.
I think it was the same actor. But I'm going to put him down because he did change his voice. It was a subtle difference between Batman and Bruce Wayne in the animated series. If you listen to it, as Bruce Wayne, he had a more gentler voice. He was more calm. But as Batman, he was more stern, very like, you know, not giving in anything ever, you know?
Okay. So here's number four. My number four. Will Arnett from the Lego Batman movie.
I never saw that one.
Dude, he was one of the best Batman
deep cuts here.
There ever was. Like, as Bruce Wayne eating a Lego lobster, like the entire thing from the Lego. You've never seen the Lego movie, Joe? Mm-hmm. He was in the Lego movie. He had his own standalone Lego Batman movie. Really? And then he was in the second Lego movie. Like, he is my number four. I mean, have you seen it, CJ? Have you seen any of the Lego Batman? Yes, no? Something's going on with his
service. I think his thing got, I think his service got a little bad there.
Then you need to watch it. I have to watch it.
Goofy has look on his face.
What did he say? I don't know. I didn't hear him. So that's my number four, Will Arnett. He was just a genius Batman, genius Bruce Wayne, and thought he was great. And then that brings me to my number three of Adam West. So the cool thing about Adam West is that he was not only Batman for the TV show, but he was Batman for the movie. And the funny thing is that the Batman movie was made the same year the TV show started. So he got his own movie before the show even became popular. And then based off the popularity of the movie show combined, it went on for another two seasons of the TV show.
And did you know the TV show was the first introduction of Batgirl?
I did not.
She was introduced in the TV show, and because she was such a loved character in the show, they put her into the comic books.
Dude, and that show in general, it had Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. Like, he was brilliant. It had, Cesar Romero as the Joker, which we could do another episode just on.
By the way, if you notice, he had a mustache when he played the Joker.
Right, right.
He refused to shave his mustache off.
Totally awesome. Okay, so my number two is Christian Bale.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. I mean, his voice, it was kind of irritating that how he changed his voice. But overall, his character arc, everything that he did, even with the whole Harvey Dent situation, him against Heath Ledger, it was good. All three movies were good. It wasn't entirely him, though, because he had an amazing director. Christopher Nolan's just genius, so... Him being an amazing actor, Christian Bale being just one of the best method actors that are out there. He just killed it. Killed it. I don't know. Do you agree?
I,
just,
I, I, I thought you did a great job.
Slight interjection on something.
Okay, go for it.
I went on vacation one time, and in one of the Kogers, they had the little Batman and Joker action figures. Mm-hmm. This just shows how demented my humor is. I looked at those and I thought, where's the shooter? He's not in there as an action figure. That's the first thing that popped into my mind, because that the Aurora Theater was on the other side of town from me. And I thought, where's his little action figure? He's not in there.
Of course.
And I thought, oh my God, that was bad. That was bad even for me.
We're going to get banned. Facebook is going to ban us for that one.
I'm already banned on Facebook, so.
Probably.
No, I'm in the middle of a week long ban.
Yeah, he's banned again. Okay. Again. And then number one, I don't think there's going to be any argument, but who would you guys say is the best Batman ever?
All right. I'm going to say Michael Keaton.
What'd you say, CJ?
I think he said the same thing I said, Michael Keaton.
Same thing, Michael Keaton.
Yeah. He was the best Bruce Wayne. He was the best Batman. Like, but it's hard too, because if you had taken any other actor of his caliber and put him in a Tim Burton movie, it would be epic. Right?
Yeah.
Tim Burton with Johnny Depp, everything Johnny Depp does with that man is genius. Right? So it's not entirely Michael Keaton's fault for being as great as he was in that, because he had Tim Burton, he had Danny DeVito, he had Michelle Pfeiffer, he had Jack Nicholson. Like, he had
the cast, the casting movie for all that was great.
It was his movie to fuck up, and he didn't. He killed it. And he's coming back as Batman. It's going to be amazing.
He is?
Yeah, he's going
to be cool.
In the new Flash movie. Because they're doing another Flash movie, a standalone with Ezra Miller. But if you're familiar with the Flash, he does a lot of time travel and a lot of alternate dimension stuff with the Speed Force.
Yeah, he zips out of different worlds and stuff like that.
So he's going to go to an alternate dimension and like another universe with old Bruce Wayne, Michael Keaton's Batman.
Nice. Now we're talking.
It's also going to have Ben Affleck's Batman. It might have Christian Bale's back. Like, it's going to have a bunch of different.
Speaking of which, so I'm assuming everyone knows like this alternate cut of the the Snyder cut, right? So apparently now they're trying to do where, that was a different, the original release was a different universe. Right. And then this is the one that's actually that we're following.
So, oh, I don't know. Okay.
There's a whole thing on that. Like, that was an alternate timeline and it's different.
Yeah. I remember reading something about that.
So it gets pretty crazy when you get into like these alternate timelines, other universes. Right. So it's pretty, but you can, doing that can actually save, because I know DC's been having problems with their films. It definitely is a rush issue. Like, they're trying to catch up to Marvel.
Dude, Aquaman, though, was epic. That movie was so
good. That was a great movie. Yeah, that they didn't mess that one up. I felt the second Wonder Woman movie was a little, I don't know. It was something about it that was a little off. Like, I liked the movie as a whole, and it was pretty, I think it stayed true to the character for the most part, but yeah. I felt there was something about it that it wasn't as good as the first one.
They went to a really obscure like arc in the comics to make that. And it's something that wasn't very popular, and they did it because they wanted to bring back Chris Pine. That's the only reason they went that route with the villains that they did. And it was not very popular. It was dumb. And they did it just for having Chris Pine back in it, which I mean, him with the fanny pack and him looking at the garbage pack, his art and stuff like that. That was hilarious, but they could have done so much better. And
it was a bit forced.
There's a lot better villains and a lot better heroes in Wonder Woman's universe. And they didn't have to pick those two. They just did it to have,
I remember watching I'm the old man of the group. I remember watching the TV cartoons Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
The Wonder Woman invisible plane, and all you see is the white outline of her sitting in it. That Gleek, that lame ass monkey thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah. And, Gleek, right?
Yeah, and yeah, and this goes to show how outdated I am. When people do fist bumps, I'll go, one to twin powers, activate. And they'll look at me like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And I'm like, you never saw that cartoon? What cartoon? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, boy.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
So I guess the dad advice is pretty simple.
Oh, wait, I didn't give you mine. I mean, look, at the end, my list is the two and one is the same. Michael Keaton's number one. Christian Bale's number two. The only problem I had with the Christian Bale one was, and it's not the actor's fault. I blame the writer's fault, because Batman is a detective. And in those films, he wasn't so much of a detective. You can't really blame the actor for that, because that's a writing element that was taken out. But they use that to really use Morgan Freeman more, I think.
Right.
But yeah. And my number three was Ben Affleck, because he makes a very, very dark knight. Like, he is a dark knight for sure. Like, he's got that element.
Okay.
Anyway.
Going down. Well, you only named three. What are the other two?
Well, Kevin Conroy. He was my number five, and my number four was Adam West.
Because the modern technology.
I mean, you got to think, this is Batman of the 60s. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, this guy, this is what Batman would have been like in the 60s. Like, mm-hmm. It's cheesy, you know, it's campy, but that's what it would have been like.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Keaton's definitely number one. And I think it's the only movie he actually did a sequel to.
Yeah, because Beetlejuice 2 never happened.
Yeah, that never happened. But I think he was actually, I think at one point he was like, yeah, I'll do a second one. But he doesn't do sequels. But, and I think he even turned down the sequel originally. And then they offered him more money and he said, okay, fine, I'll do it. But I think he turned it down originally.
Well, wasn't he claustrophobic and he didn't like wearing that mask? That was the reason why he didn't want to.
I don't think any of them liked wearing that suit.
No. In fact, Christian Bale was the first Batman to be able to turn his head. And not even in the first movie. They had to do it in like the second movie.
So the moral of the story, which leads into the dad advice, is teach your kids about comic books. And characters like Batman and Superman and things just help their imagination grow, because when they become 40 something year old men, they're still going to want to talk about it. So you got to plant the roots early and be that dad. Right?
That's right. Did you ever go to Mile High Comic before you left here?
Oh yeah, I totally did. I totally did. I loved it. It was one of the best places. I got a joke though. It's pretty funny, I think. But, you know, what do you call it when Batman skips church?
I don't know.
A Christian Bale.
Is that in lieu of your Chuck Norris joke?
No, I have one of those too. Oh, but okay. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. So now it's, you know, your turn. You have the floor. How to not. What do we got today?
Well, let's see. How to not. Well, how to not get banned from Facebook.
Okay.
All right. So if you do not want to get banned from Facebook, don't put up memes of people where you would take their whatever physical condition they have and use it as a joke. As a comment in someone else's posts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Dude.
Even if they offer an apology afterwards, they're still going to ban you.
Dude, you've had so many bans this year. in 6 months is ridiculous. And the worst part is that you use Facebook for your business, and yet you're still doing it. You need to stop commenting.
I think Facebook needs to change their attitude about this, because look,
I get it, but you need to make money. So if you keep on getting banned, you're not going to be making any money.
There's other avenues though,
too. I signed up for Facebook like 3 months after it was launched, way back in, 2001, whenever Facebook was launched.
2005, I think.
Way different back then.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
You could say whatever.
I remember reading about it in the,
You could say anything you wanted.
You could do whatever, say whatever.
Yeah, no one cared.
Now the PC police are out in full force.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, I remember. I used to say all kinds of stuff on Facebook. Never a problem. I think about 4 years ago, it started to really clam down. I put up a post and they took it down saying it was false. I'm like, what? I learned that in history class in 1996. How could you say that that's not true? And yeah, they started taking down posts. I'm like, this is bonkers that they're doing that. And I was like, and so what? So what if it's not true? So what?
You should see what mom's
up. What's that?
My cousin Gabe, he doesn't give a shit. He'll put up a lot of the stuff that I send both you guys, I get from him. And that's not even like the raunchy stuff.
And okay. He's still on Facebook, huh?
Yeah, he's frozen again.
Okay.
He is frozen again.
Yep, I'm frozen.
Yep. It's all right.
I can hear you. But,
got something to tell you, Joe. Did you know that Batman's phone only rings when Chuck Norris is busy?
That's great. Oh, my God. That's amazing. You got one?
I saw this one Batman joke once that said, Batman will tell Robin, to the Batcave, to the Batmobile, and then he says, check the battery, and he's like, what's a turry?
Okay, you ready for this?
No, I got one more. I got one more.
Oh,
Chuck
boy.
Chuck Norris once fought Batman for a bet. What'd you say?
The joke. But what's a turry?
Oh, yeah. Chuck Norris once fought Batman for a bet. The loser got night shift. Yeah.
So that's okay.
What do you got?
You're killing me, because I should have went with the first one. Who would win in a fight, Batman or Chuck Norris?
Uh-huh.
It's a trick question. Chuck Norris is Batman.
Oh, shit.
Pixelated voices.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, there you go. Teach your kids about Batman. Michael Keaton's the best Batman. CJ's got bad service because he wears Broncos jerseys and shirts.
And yeah, the internet's like, no, we can't have this.
Weed is so legal in Colorado that the internet is dumbed down and slow because it's
there you go. Too. Oh, yeah. By the way, they made it legal in New Jersey. So
even the internet is high in Colorado.
Yeah. I know they're making it legal in New Jersey. They just voted on it. So.
For the Titans of I Don't Know, I'm Ben.
And I'm Joe.
Deuces.
And thanks for coming on tonight.
See ya. Yep, no problem.